Connie Chan. I am a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors, Budget Committee Chair. I'm here today along with my colleagues, Supervisor Jackie Fielder, Supervisor Shimon Walton, Supervisor Cheyenne Chin, and Supervisor Bilal Mahmood, with their urging and with a sense of urgency that today we're here to announce additional critical immigration aid for our community, really amidst ongoing threats on our immigrant community and in anticipation of expanded immigration raids, not just in San Francisco, but throughout the Bay Area. Currently in San Francisco for the budget year, fiscal year 2025-2026, the City or County of San Francisco funding Immigrant Legal Defense Collaborative, $6.5 million. Immigrants Legal and Education Network, $2.4 million. Rapid Response Network, $1.6 million. At this rate, we are funding roughly about $10.5 million overall immigration legal aid in San Francisco. We know that this money, though, does not only aid San Francisco residents, but it also throughout the Bay Area when they come to San Francisco, when they enter San Francisco. Along with my colleagues who really express sense of urgency, together we are announcing an additional $3.5 million of critical immigration aid today. It's important, and I'm really grateful that these are the people that my colleagues really are the ones that champion this additional fund, and I'm grateful to them and their leadership and that allow me to facilitate this. And technically, what we're going to do is we will be doing a supplemental allocation, additional funding on top of what's already funded. So with that, without further ado, I want to introduce someone that really been leading this conversation, not just today, but for the last few months and definitely during very critical budget conversations. And at her urging and at her leadership, her constituents also been the most impacted in San Francisco at this moment, and Supervisor Jackie Fielder.
I want to thank Supervisor Connie Chan for leading this effort, and to Supervisors Chen, Walton, Mahmood, and for joining. I am Supervisor Jackie Fielder. I represent the Mission District, District 9. The Mission is ready and already on guard to keep watch for federal agents, but we need help. This is the time to fully fund our immigrant legal defense and rapid response networks. Immigration attorneys and rapid response dispatchers in San Francisco have been on the front lines of this administration's multi-billion dollar campaign against immigrants every day, witnessing the impacts of terror, inhumane treatment, and families torn apart. They've been working tirelessly to represent all of the San Franciscan immigrant families and workers who come before them. And there are still hundreds of local immigrants, including children, who are forced to appear in deportation proceedings without legal counsel. Our San Francisco Rapid Response Line has been operating 24 hours, 7 days a week for nearly 10 years and is under severe pressure due to a historic number of calls. Our San Francisco networks are operating under extremely limited capacity compared to the massive and unprecedented deportation machine that they are now facing. San Francisco has been a national model for this kind of response. Our Immigration Legal Service Network is multicultural and multilingual, serving people in 35 languages. The programs we've started here have been the model for hundreds around the country. The most fundamental goal of our Immigrant Legal Defense and Rapid Response Network is to protect our residents and ensure that due process rights are not violated. People have the fundamental right to have their day in court. That's what these programs are about. It's what the Constitution guarantees, and it's what San Francisco has always championed. I'm proud to stand here with my colleagues and support this much needed surge of resources for our local immigrant legal defense and rapid response hotline. Thank you. I'll now be saying some remarks in Spanish as well. Yo quiero agradecer a la Supervisora Chan por liderar este esfuerzo y a los supervisores Chen, Walton y Mahmoud por estar aquí. Yo soy supervisora Jackie Fielder y represento la misión que es hogar de la mayor representación de latinos en San Francisco. La misión está lista y ya en alerta para agentes federales, pero necesitamos ayuda. El momento es ahora para financiar plenamente nuestras redes de defensa legal para inmigrantes y de respuesta rápida. Los abogados de inmigración y los despachadores de la línea de respuesta rápida en San Francisco han estado en la primera línea contra la campaña multimillonaria de esta administración contra los inmigrantes. Cada día ellos son testigos de los impactos del terror, el trato inhumano y la separación de las familias. Han estado trabajando incansablemente para representar a todas las familias y trabajadores inmigrantes de San Francisco que se presentan ante ellos, y aún hay cientos de inmigrantes locales, incluidos niños, que se ven obligados a presentarse en procedimientos de deportación sin representación legal. Nuestra línea de respuesta rápida de San Francisco ha estado operando 24 horas al día, 7 días a la semana durante casi 10 años, pero ahora están operando bajo una presión severa debido a un número histórico de llamadas. Nuestras redes en San Francisco operan con capacidad extremadamente limitada en comparación con la máquina de deportación colosal y sin precedente que enfrentan ahora. Estoy orgullosa de estar aquí junto a mis colegas y mis colegas y apoyar este tan necesario incremento de recursos para nuestra línea local de defensa legal y de respuesta rápida para inmigrantes. Gracias.
Thank you. I'm so proud to stand alongside with my colleagues today for this announcement. As a Chinese American elected representative in this building, I know that the community, the Asian community, it has been attacked in the history, and we would not allow it to be repeat. And I think it's important to continue to call for all communities in San Francisco and across the Bay to continue to stand in solidarity to our immigrant brothers and sisters. Federal agent coming to San Francisco, coming to the Bay Area, it's only going to create fears and chaos. And we have seen it before. We have seen it before that exclusion, profiling, and divisions. And we don't want it, and period, we don't want it. We would never want it again in this region, in San Francisco. And we also cannot afford to continue to be unprepared. As we see the massive escalation of ICE enforcement activities and the threats of raids, we need to make sure that our safety net services provided by our trusted CBOs are stabilized and are ready to take on the increased needs. And also, we don't have enough immigrant attorneys, and our rapid responses network is slammed. And as a city, we say, enough, it's enough. That our dollar amount needs to be invested in reflecting the value of San Francisco. So I'm glad that we're here today announcing additional funding to immigrant services. And I'm, again, proud to stand alongside with my colleagues. And I want to make sure that this is continue to be making in good promises that we make our community continue to be stand in solidarity and stand in strong together. And I'm going to say a few words in Chinese. 大家好，我係三藩市第十區嘅市參事，我今日非常之開心可以同我哋第一區嘅市參事陳思敏，我哋第十區嘅市參事Shaman Walton，我哋第九區嘅市參事Jackie Fielder，同埋我哋第五區嘅市參事Balam Mahmoud一齊，因為我哋華裔社區非常之清楚喺歷史上面，唔單單止華裔社區、亞裔社區，我哋都知道從排華法案到黃金德嘅案件上面，佢點樣去爭取我哋公民出生權益呢一啲嘅歷史依然。 都仲喺我哋嘅印象上面咧係非常之深刻，同埋我哋呢個歷史係永遠呢個歷史嘅痛楚係永遠都好難去忘記嘅。我哋亦都唔希望歷史會重演，所以對我哋嚟講咧，我哋而家睇到我哋嘅移民同埋海關嘅執法人員嚟到三藩市，嚟到我哋嘅大灣區。咁其實係影響咗我哋嘅工薪家庭，影響咗我哋嘅小商業，影響咗我哋老百姓嘅日常嘅生活，正常嘅生活。所以佢哋嚟到去我哋呢個地區嘅執法，唔係幫助我哋三藩市更加安全，佢哋反而係繼續去令到社區更加恐慌，大家小朋友唔敢去翻學。做工的不敢去上班，这样就会直接影响到我们很多的民生，包括我们小商家的商业，影响到我们的经济。所以我们在这里要确保的就是我们 我们的民生可以继续可以得以正常地运作，就是说我们不需要联邦政府的任何的执法人员去来到三藩市去保卫我们的安全。第二件事就是我们也都希望大家知道，就是说我们社区的很多的机构也都有非常之好的网络是在这支持我们的移民家庭，支持我们的移民兄弟姊妹们的。即如果大家有需要的话，一定要学习怎样去知道你自己的权益，了解你的社區入面有什麼資源，去互相保護大家，確保你的法例的權益，你的移民權益不會被執法人員去侵犯。所以希望大家鼓勵大家互相去左鄰右里，互相去關心，無論是你去幫助大家去購買食物、看醫生或者送他們的小朋友去上學，這個時刻更加需要的就是我們左鄰右里，我們互相去守望，互相去幫助的時候。還有這個非常重要的就是我們希望我們政府繼續去投入更加多的資源去穩定我們的移民社區，令到我們的社區真真正正可以去繼續安全，可以在這裡追逐我們在美國在灣區的這個我們很簡單，就是希望安居樂業在這個大環境下面。最後呢，就是我們一定要去記得去學習我們自己的權益，不要被我們的移民權益爭取回來的移民權益去被到侵犯，所以一定要互相守望。多謝大家。
Thank you, Supervisor Chan, for convening us, because what we are witnessing today is an administration that disregards our laws, our people, and the very principles of democracy. Despite this morning's news, we know federal agents have been in San Francisco already. For months, we've seen how those attempting to follow our legal process, abiding by the law at immigration centers, are detained during routine check-ins. Just this morning, hours ago, I received a call from a family member connected to someone in my neighborhood who was detained by ICE this week. A man from Pakistan, which was the home country where my family is originally from, detained at immigration court. These tactics create trauma and erode trust in the public institutions intended to serve and protect all residents. They are meant to divide us, to make our communities less safe, and to stoke the flames of fear for our most vulnerable. Instead of protecting us, they threaten us. They may be holding back for now, but whether it's 100 agents or one, this is unacceptable. And here in San Francisco, we are fighting for you. Our immigrant communities, including our neighbors, friends, and family, no matter where they're from, deserve to feel safe and protected. This funding from Supervisor Chan's legislation will provide an extra tool to protect our most vulnerable residents. And representing the Tenderloin, I know those residents need it most. To those watching, our hope must be stronger than our fear. And you have a commitment from this body that we will fight for our democracy, and we will fight for you every single day. Thank you.
I want to first just thank everyone for being here this afternoon. I am extremely proud to stand with my colleagues this afternoon, my colleagues who represent the most vulnerable populations here in San Francisco. We have several tools to use here that are available to us to fight the attacks on our city and to fight the attacks on our immigrant low-income and communities of color here in San Francisco. We can fight with our voices. We can fight with protest. We can fight with legislation. And, of course, we can fight with the legal system. And that's why this supplemental is necessary. We need to make sure that one of our most valuable tools to fight this administration, help our vulnerable population, and also get us to wins is the fight in court. And funding, representation is very important for our communities here in San Francisco. So I'm proud to support this supplemental, but it also builds on promises that were made by everyone standing here, by other leaders here in this city. And if we are going to say that we want to fight the attacks on our city, then we have to put our resources where our mouths are. And that's one of the things that we are standing up here saying that we are going to do in unison is make sure that we have resources to fund legal support and legal defense for our communities who are under attack. So thanks again for being here this afternoon. We look forward to garnering support from everyone for this much-needed supplemental for legal services. Thank you.
Questions? This money really is currently all three organizations, the $10.5 million, it's funded through Mayor's Office of Housing and Community Development, and that we will then do a supplemental and technical allocation of that additional $3.5 million to that very same city department, and we're going to allow them to figure that out, exactly how we want to divide up. I think it's a conversation with the supervisors here and to assess needs, and as well as those actually doing the work on the ground to figure out like what is needed and how we can expand the services and the capacity.
With KQED, Supervisor Fielder, you released a statement on this earlier, but I'm wondering from your colleagues, what is your reaction to Mayor Lurie saying no to the National Guard, but yes to these other federal law enforcement agencies that do work with ICE? And just this afternoon, Trump was praising Lurie for agreeing to talk to AG Pambani to do that.
We know that ICE agents been doing what they've been doing, illegally detaining all the immigrants through the immigrants court in San Francisco. They've been doing that since January of this year, and we know that they're going to ramp it up, and that's why we're here to denounce that action. But we are denouncing it with resources and making sure that we push back and fight back. Mayor Lurie and the president, that's their conversation, but this is a legislative branch, and what we're saying is we're going to step up to the plate, and we're going to add those resources and making sure that we have those defense for our immigrants community. Look, the immigrants defense funds, all these lawyers and rapid response network have always been the front line to protecting our immigrants, and we're not going to back down right now.
I just want to add, I 100% support Supervisor Fielder in her statement earlier. The mayor and this city can't have it both ways. You cannot welcome in federal government entities that attack our communities, that come in to do harm to our communities, and you can't say we welcome any of those entities here in San Francisco. We have a job to protect San Franciscans and to keep them safe, and that means that we need to stick to the policies that we have in place. And sanctuary policy is cemented in our law, is cemented in our doctrines here, and we have a moral obligation to not allow for federal troops or anyone to come in and attack our communities. And we cannot have it both ways. You cannot say, I welcome this, but I don't welcome that. And we know and understand that the leadership of this country right now at the federal level most certainly wants to attack our residents here in San Francisco.
I just had a follow-up question on that. To clarify what you're saying, are you concerned that welcoming the FBI or the ATF or these other agencies in, are you concerned that that could lead to more cooperation with ICE, given what the mayor said?
I have concerns that any federal agency under Trump is is actually taking up immigration enforcement. That was reported by the Chronicle yesterday that under Pam Bondi, ATF, DEA, FBI have had their duties reassigned to immigration enforcement. That is why I'm concerned about welcoming them here. And again, the importance is even made more clear today for the need to surge resources because Congress and Trump have promised $70 billion more to ICE. If those other agencies are involved with immigration enforcement, then we also need commensurate resources for our communities.
I'll just say
we can't prevent federal immigration agents from coming. You know, the federal immigration officers have already been here throughout this whole year. Border Patrol was clashing and deploying stun grenades and pepper spray on faith leaders in Alameda County. We cannot force them to not come, but we can prepare our communities, and that's exactly what we are doing with standing up more resources for the rapid response line, mobilizing in the streets to support our immigrant community, making sure that we're doing all that we can to convey information that we do have, and encouraging people to use the rapid response line.
And then one follow-up, is any of the additional $3.5 million going to other cities around the Bay Area, other than
right now, the way that it works is that this is really a shared resources in San Francisco. As you know, that the immigration court is actually located in San Francisco. So we basically really having these legal like attorney really in court, and it doesn't matter what they do not differentiate whether you don't have to identify yourself as a resident of San Francisco to receive that legal aid, and that's why we're very grateful and that we recognize that the reality is today it may not be in San Francisco, but we know it's happening throughout the Bay Area. And what we're saying and declaring today is that we not only care for the city and county of San Francisco, we're here for the entire Bay Area.
Anybody else? Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.